Welcome to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast, where we help creators and entrepreneurs just like you magnify your brand message through digital marketing tips and strategies. And now your host, Andre Vaughn. The choice between building a personal brand and a business brand depends on various factors. It's not a one-size-fit-all type of answer. But both personal and business brands have their advantages and disadvantages, and the decision office hinges on your goals, your industry, and personal preferences, basically. So we're going to talk about details of each to help you make an informed decision. So we're going to talk about some advantages of personal brand and disadvantages of personal brand, and we're going to do the same for the business brand, and then we're going to go into some things that you should follow in making the decision for building either or. I think you should build both. Either or. Okay. Personal brand. On the personal brand side, the advantages of the personal brand, authenticity. You're going to hear me say that a lot. Authenticity. Personal brands are often built around the individual's personality, values, and expertise. This authenticity, I can't pronounce it worth a, you know what, either. This authenticity can establish a strong connection with the audience. It's really boils down to this. Be yourself. Just be yourself. People are going to vibe with you. They're going to vibe with you because it's you. Your message is not going to get to everyone in terms of some people just learn different. Some people just, they just learn differently. I'll give you an not necessarily an example, but I speak English, obviously. Certain people around the world, they're not going to understand. They'll understand me, but they'll understand me in a different way. Some of them will understand everything that I'm saying and where I'm coming from because they've been exposed around maybe somebody like myself or what have you. Certain people, for instance, in the U.S., they're not going to vibe with me. Some of them are. Some of them maybe haven't been around people like myself. They're going to vibe with me maybe because we have some sort of connection, whether it's a business connection or some type of something that may have happened or something that they heard in the episode where they're like, oh, okay, I get it now, you know, that type of thing. So, but just be yourself. It is so cool and so dope being yourself. When you try to be someone else, like I can't be Pat Flynn. I can't be Eric Thomas, E.T. the hip hop preacher. I don't know if you guys know him or not. I can't be him. I can't be Gary Vaynerchuk. I can't. It's not going to work. Guess what? Gary Vaynerchuk cannot be Andre Vaughn. Eric Thomas can't be Andre Vaughn. They just can't. They understand it. It's cool for them being who they are. It's cool for me being who I am. Just be yourself. Be authentic. Be yourself. You're not going to get everything right. Even if you fall, get up. Just be authentic. Just be yourself. Another advantage of personal brand is flexibility. Flexibility within a personal brand allows for flexibility in career paths and interests. It's not tied to a specific business or industry, making it adaptable to changes in your professional journey. That's pretty self-explanatory. The advantages of personal brand, another advantage, and I'm going to do three advantages and three disadvantages. So authenticity was the first one. Flexibility is the second one. And the third one, relationships. Building a personal brand can help foster strong personal connections with your audience. People tend to relate to individuals more than faceless entities. I'll read it again. Building a personal brand can help foster strong personal connections with your audience. People tend to relate to individuals more than faceless entities. And the examples that I like to use for that is Elon Musk. Elon Musk, go look at his social account, then go look at Tesla's social account, then go look at SpaceX social accounts. I'm not going to throw in Twitter there because he didn't start that company. And if you look at those accounts, people are interested in him. He has way more followers than all of his companies combined, with exception of Twitter. All other companies combined, because people want to know what he's up to, what he's talking about. Another example I used in the previous episode is Coach Prime, Deion Prime Time Sanders, Colorado Buffalo head football coach. Same thing with him. People are interested in him. 4.6, I believe, 4.7 Instagram followers. And if you look at the Colorado football team, their socials, 1 million followers. Basically, they brought that up big time because it wasn't a million before he got there. It's the relationships. It's the relationships that can foster some of those. The personal brand can help foster strong and personal connections with your audience is what I was trying to say. Just like I read off. But people will relate to you more so than a brand, more so than your company, because it's you. It's just that. It's just this personable thing that we have. And it's just the way people are built. Okay, the disadvantages of personal brand, having a personal brand. Limited scalability. Personal brands may face limitations in scalability. If you aim to grow beyond your individual capacity, it can be challenging to detach your brand from your personal identity. Yet that can be the case, but you still have to think out the box also. I agree with it, but limited scalability to me is about your thoughts. It's about you just have to think outside the box, but it could be a disadvantage to some. Dependency. Personal brands are often closely tied to the individual's reputation. Negative personal events or controversies can impact the brand significantly, and that's self-explanatory. That is definitely true. Limited scalability, dependency are the two disadvantages of having a personal brand. And the third one is time intensive. Building a personal brand requires substantial investment of time and effort. It may take longer to establish credibility and recognition compared to a business brand. Yep, it can take you longer. It's probably going to take you longer. And everyone that I named, the Deion Sanders example, he was in college in the late 80s and the mid to late 80s, and he built that brand up from that point on. So it's taken him, what, 35 years. Elon Musk, it's taken him a long time as well, when he started off with PayPal and up until now. So that's been over 20 years. Those were the advantages and disadvantages of a personal brand. Now we're going to discuss having a business brand. Scalability. These are the advantages. There's three of them. There's going to be three disadvantages. Scalability. Business brands can often scale more easily as they are not tied to an individual. This scalability is advantageous for growth and expansion. And just think of whatever brand, think of Nike, think of almost any company that's tied to a CEO. Think about Apple, think about Facebook. You get the point. I'm assuming you do. Second advantage, team collaboration. Business brands can involve a team, allowing for collaboration and shared responsibilities. This can contribute to a diverse range of skills and expertise. Now, when I see team collaboration, when you have a personal brand, you want to think like a business brand, because in order to grow that personal brand, and I'm kind of going on a tangent a little bit, to grow that personal brand, you want to have a team. You want to have a team. You don't want to be the one. Now, some people may like getting behind the microphone and editing the podcast and editing the video. I don't want to do that. Okay. I do it, but I don't want to do it. Time. It takes time to do these things. This can contribute to a diverse range of skills and expertise. The team collaboration thing was the last thing there. Team collaboration is great. Just having a team is awesome. Another advantage of having a business brand, the asset value. A well-established business brand can become a valuable asset separate from individuals involved. It can be bought, sold, or passed on to successors. Your personal brand can't. But that's an advantage of having a business brand. You can sell off that company. The disadvantage is it's impersonal, obviously. Business brands can sometimes feel impersonal, lacking the human touch that personal brands often provide. This may make it challenging to establish a deep emotional connection with the audience. And that's self-explanatory. Risk distribution is a disadvantage as well. While a business brand can distribute risk among a team, it may also face challenges if there is a lack of consistency in the brand's reputation and messaging. Messaging is the key in whatever offer that you're making in terms of your brand. You hear me preach consistency a lot, but risk distribution. So impersonal is a disadvantage of the business brand, it being impersonal. Risk distribution, initial recognition. Recognition is the third. Initial recognition. It can take time for a business brand to gain recognition and trust, especially in competitive markets. And that's kind of self-explanatory as well. It's going to take time. It's going to take time to build a business brand. It's going to take time to build any brand, personal brand as well. But it's going to make time. And making the decision, consider the following when making your decision, your goals. Clarify your short-term and long-term goals. I'm going to talk about four things. I just put a three up, but four things to consider. And the first one is goals. So clarify, once again, clarify your short-term and long-term goals. If you're focused on a specific industry or want to build a legacy beyond yourself, a business brand might be more suitable. You have to think about it. Personal brand, business brand. Just consider these things. Industry norms. Some industries may favor personal branding while others may emphasize business brands. Consider the norms and expectations in your field. Comfort zone. Consider your comfort level with personal exposure. If you prefer working behind the scenes or have concerns about the personal impact of negative events, a business brand might be a safer choice. So if it gets too hot, you want to make sure you're able to get out the kitchen. You want to just make sure that you're comfortable. Whatever you're comfortable with, it's your choice. Flexibility. Evaluate how much flexibility you need in your brand. If you anticipate changing interests or career paths, a personal brand might offer more adaptability. Because the thing with your personal brand, just think about it. Even with a business brand, you grow. And as time grow, your interests grow. And you're not going to want to do the same things that you did with your on the personal side. That's for sure. Business branding has to be almost consistent, though. Let's say if you have one product, yeah, you can add more products or what have you. But you're going to make sure you keep that core product or service that you have. So ultimately, the decision between a personal brand and a business brand is nuanced, and it depends on unique circumstances, actually. It's also worth noting that elements of both can coexist. Many successful entrepreneurs and professionals build a personal brand while simultaneously growing a business brand. Some people have done that and they haven't really tried to build a personal brand, but they have built a personal brand. Bill Gates, he's another one. You know, you start looking at these billionaire entrepreneurs or what have you, you know, the super rich, as they like to call it. And a lot of them is they've built personal brands, not even intentionally. And so that's the thing about that. Personal brand and business brands, they can coexist together. Bottom line, for the people I want to help, personal brand. I think everyone should have a personal brand. If you are passionate about something, if you're passionate about something, I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's about sports cards, if it's about betting online, if it's about anything, any of the smallest things. You see so many of these sub niches, Pokemon. People love technology. They love GoPro cameras. They love just so many different tools and so many different other niches that we obviously don't have time to talk about, but you can build a personal brand around anything. Yeah, I wanted to just chime about the personal brand versus the business brand, so to speak, and what to look out for and what you can take advantage of and some things that you need to look out for before making a decision on which one you could start or put more emphasis on or whatnot, but personal brand for me. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast, and we'll definitely see you in the next episode. Make sure you share, subscribe, like, comment, all that good stuff. We'll see you in the next. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast at www.digitalmarketingcreators.com.